And of course, again, with my father travelling on the liners, we were introduced to things which weren't so common in the cuisine of British households at the time. He, of course, was used to good coffee when he visited America, so he taught us how to make coffee, which of course was far, far stronger than the coffee that we were used to at the time. Coffee used to be made by putting spoonfuls of ground coffee in a jug and just letting the ground settle and then pouring it off afterwards. But a percolator was one of the first things I wanted once I'd heard, how this worked. And I got this again very soon after I was married, and that was a stainless steel percolator, which again I still have. I mean, things then were so much cheaper that if a man was in a good job, you could afford to buy the best of things, which of
Yes.
course have proved themselves by lasting.
Of course.
So, as I say, I had a stainless steel percolator and made coffee as it should be made because, as a child, I was never very struck on camp coffee, which was one of the very popular coffee drinks at the time.